an example of my new story about money.
Here's an example of a new story about money. I like the idea that money is as available as the air I breathe. I like the idea of breathing in and breathing out more money. It's fun to imagine a lot of money flowing to me. I can see how my feeling about money affects the money that comes to me. I'm happy to understand that with practice, I can control my attitude about money or about anything. I notice that the more I tell my story of abundance, the better I feel. I like knowing that I'm the creator of my own reality and that the money that flows into my experience is directly related to my thoughts. I like knowing that I can adjust the amount of money that I receive by adjusting my thoughts. Now that I understand the formula for creating, now that I understand that I do get the essence of what I think about, and most important, now that I understand that I can tell by the way I'm feeling whether I'm focused upon money or lack of money, I feel confident that in time I will align my thoughts with abundance, and money will flow powerfully into my experience. I understand that the people around me hold many different perspectives about money, about wealth, about spending, saving, philanthropy, giving money, receiving money, earning money, and so forth. And it's not necessary for me to understand their opinions or experiences. I'm relieved to know that I do not have to sort all of that out. It is very nice to know that my only work is to align my own thoughts about money with my own desires about money, and that whenever I'm feeling good, I have found that alignment. I like knowing that it's all right for me to occasionally feel negative emotion regarding money, but it is my intention to quickly direct my thoughts in better feeling directions, because it's logical to me that thoughts that feel good when I think them will bring positive results. I understand that money will not necessarily manifest instantly in my experience with the changing of my thinking, but I do expect to see steady improvement as a result of my deliberate effort to think better feeling thoughts. The first evidence of my alignment with money will be my improved feeling, my improved mood, my improved attitude, and then real changes in my financial situation will be soon to follow. I'm certain about that. I am aware of the absolute correlation between what I've been thinking and feeling about money and what is actually happening in my life experience. I can see the evidence of the law of attraction's absolute and unerring response to my thought, and I look forward to more evidence in response to my improved thoughts. I can feel a powerful leveraging of energy in being more deliberate about my thoughts. I believe that at many levels I have always known this, and it feels good to return to my core beliefs about my power and value and worthiness. I am living a very abundant life, and it feels so good to realize that whatever this life experience causes me to desire, I can achieve that. I love knowing that I am unlimited. I feel tremendous relief in recognizing that I do not have to wait for money or things to materialize before I can feel better. And I now understand that when I do feel better, the things and experiences and money that I want must come. As easily as air flows in and out of my being, so it is with money. My desire draws it in, and my ease of thought lets it flow out, in and out, ever flowing, always easy, whatever I desire, whenever I desire, as much as I desire, in and out. There is no right or wrong way to tell your improved story. It can be about your past, present, or future experiences. The only criterion that is important is that you be conscious of your intent to tell a better-feeling, improved version of your story. Telling many good-feeling short stories through your day will change your point of attraction. Just remember that the story you tell is the basis of your life, so tell it the way you want it to be.